You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
As you may recall, last week we've talked about being dead to sin but alive to God. We have been crucified with Christ and we share in His resurrection. Nakasama po natin si Kristo sa kanyang pagkamatay at pagkabuhay na muli. We experience the same experience that Jesus had. That's why we consider, we reckon, we know, we believe that we are already dead to sin but alive unto God. And that's the reason why we will thrive. That's the reason this is the path, this is the way that God can bless us when there's no hindrance, when there's no blockage, when there's nothing that's blocking our blessings, because sin is a blessing blocker. And so, and just this passage that we have read in Romans chapter 6, the words slave or slavery, the word slaves were mentioned a total of 10 times in the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. And it means a slave means a bond servant, an attendant, someone who gave himself to serve someone. You know, the slaves during the first century in the Greco-Roman world are totally owned by their master. They have no rights to disobey or to turn their backs from their master. They are very different. Their lives are worse than the household helpers, than the servants today, yung mga kasama natin sa bahay. Mas mahirap ang buhay, napakahirap ng buhay ng slaves, no? Just to ask, no, sino po sa inyo dito mayroong mga household helpers sa bahay? You have someone, may yaya, may kasama kayo, may ate, di ba? May driver or stay out, planchadora, lavandera. How many of you are thankful that we have people like that who help us, no, in household chores? And there are men and women of dignity. Let us bless them. Let us treat them with kindness. We bless you sila. Bigyan nyo sila ng bonus pag Christmas, no? Because they're created in the image of God and God loves them. Pero I read two stories yesterday about that helper, no? And I'm just not sure if they really happened. Pero yung isang amo, inutusan niya, yung helper nila, intay, pakilipat mo nga yung comforter dito sa kwarto. Okay? Tinanong ni Inday, saan ko ilalagay, kuya? Basta ipatong mo na lang dyan sa kama yung comforter. Okay, maya-maya tinanong nung amo, Inday, nailagay mo na ba yung comforter sa kama, sa kwarto? Andun na po, kuya, yung computer. Oh, sinama ko rin yung printer and scanner. Ano? Ayun, so sinunod po ni Inday, no? Tapos yung misis naman niya, nag-utos din. Inutusan din, Inday, kunin mo nga yung Vogue magazine. No? Babasahin ko lang, ma'am, Vogue po yun, hindi Vogue. Vogue ang tamang pagbigkas, Inday. O sige na nga, ma'am, Vogue na. There's no need to argue. Ayun ang sabi niya. No? Matalino, no? Vogue o Vogue? Ha? Huh? Oh, no need to argue. Wala, wag na magtalo. Vogue na lang, Vogue. And during the first century, the Roman Empire is composed of three classes of people, no? Free men, slaves, and citizens. And yung mga slaves, they live in a very harsh and cruel condition. They were acquired through different means. Kadalasan binibili sila sa palengke. They're bought in a marketplace. They are marked like they're seared like animals. Tinatatakan, and they cannot get out of that situation. They cannot get out of slavery unless someone buys them, purchases them, or a master releases him or her from slavery. And so the master totally controlled, ruled this slave like a remote control. No, and roughly about 1/4 or 25% of the workforce during the first century are slaves. And they have no legal rights. They were considered inferior. And the Apostle Paul, even though this was degrading, the Apostle Paul used this illustration, master and servant relationship, to illustrate that we are indebted, forever indebted. We are accountable to God who bought us. Because Jesus Christ bought us by His blood, we are completely, totally His. We belong to Him and we are to serve God with all of our lives because He purchased us from the bondage of sin. And also a key word that we have read is offer. Now, offer is mentioned 6 times in this passage. And it means to stand beside a person at one's disposal. No? It means to be ready, to present yourself, ready to serve. Ayun po ang ibig sabihin ng offer, to yield, to offer yourself like a sacrifice. And so how will it be possible? How can it be possible for us to offer, to present ourselves to God? What are the reasons why we should offer our lives to God so that we can thrive, so that we can grow in our relationship with the Lord, so that we can know God more and we experience His blessings upon our lives? The first reason is there are 3 words, no, that summarize these reasons, and those 3 words are favor. We have received favor, we have received freedom, and also we will reap the fruit. We'll reap the fruit. Favor, freedom, and fruit. So let's first talk about favor. The first reason is we have received favor from God. Everybody say favor. Amen. Right? It's because we have received the favor or the grace from God. That's why we are able now to offer up our lives to Him. Romans 6:14-15. For sin shall not be your master because you're under law, but under grace. Everybody say under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Okay, so we can now offer our lives to God. We can be a committed Christian. We can be a follower of Jesus because we are under grace. What does it mean to be under grace? It means that we are trusting in what Jesus has done. That we are saved by grace through faith. It's not by our good works that we are saved. And that's why we are under the grace of God. His power, it's because of what He has already done. Under the law, it means you are trusting the law, your ability to keep the law, your ability to keep the 10 commandments, yung kabaitan mo, sarili mong gawa, no? Yung how you can perform the rituals, paano matutupad yung panata mo, paano ka makapaglakad ng nakatapak, paano ka makaluhod ang mula diyan sa makaluhod ka, magpe-pray ka mula diyan sa first floor hanggang dito paakyat, no? Pupunta dito, no? It's not by our good works. It's not under the law. We're not under the law anymore, but we are under grace. And that's why pag tinetemp ka ng kaaway, no? Tinetemp ka ng devil, lumingon ka sa papel ng kaklase mo, nandoon ang sagot. All right. Ayan. So sabi mo, sin shall not be your master. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, sin shall not be your master. Because you're under grace. Sabi mo, because you're under grace. Ayan. So under grace po tayo, whatever challenges we're encountering, kung merong inggitan sa call center, sa opisina mo, okay, merong siraan, no? Wag ka nang sumama, no? Don't destroy the lies. Just destroy the lies of the devil. No? Don't participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness. All right. Pag natetempt ka, no, mainggit, lahat sila nagkukwentuhan sa kanilang iPhone 4S. All right. Tapos ikaw na lang Nokia 5110i. No. Ancient Jurassic sa mo pa rin. No. Oh. Rare, very rare breed na yun, no? Huwag ka maingit, no? Because you're under grace, no? We bless ka ni Lord ng bagong cellphone, no? Just believe God, no? Walk by faith, not by sight, no? Ibigay ni Lord yan. God's grace is at work because we have shared with Christ's death and resurrection, no? Pag merong mga tinetempt ka, may mga pinetem ka, merong sale dito sa department store, sa Robinsons, yung ano, kahit wala sa budget, gustong-gusto mo nang bilhin, yung Seiko Sana, sana masasiko ko na yung Seiko Sana bag, no? O kaya yung LV, Louis Vuitton, di ba? Gustong-gusto mo nang bilhin, LV, LV na lang, from Los Baños, no? Pero, you remember, we are under grace, not under the law. It's the power of God that we can thrive. And there's an observation by social scientists, Malcolm Gladwell in the New Yorker. He said that there are two ways one can join a group. No, there's a selection, that what they call the selection effect, and the treatment effect. Selection effect, para ka mapasama sa isang grupo, you have to be something, you have to perform, you have to be good. For example, if you want to be a model, meron ba ditong model? You're at, alright, model ng sabon, likas papaya, mang sabon ng mga prinsesa. Alright. So you have to be good looking and talented para ka maging model. Or if you want to be a part of a varsity basketball team, sino dito ang varsity player ng basketball? Raise your hand. Ayan, nahihiya, no? You have to be a good player. Kailangan magaling kang mag-dribble, magpasa, mag-shoot, di ba? Magaling kang mang-agaw ng bola, magpasa ng bola, magaling maniko, no? You have to be good, no? You have to be a great player. So selection effect based on what you can do, how you can perform. That's a picture of someone trying to attain his righteousness by the law, no? Under law. You know, yung trusting in his good works. On the other hand, the treatment effect, no, it means they admit you, no, wala, you are welcome to join their group, but you have to undergo their process. You have to undergo their treatment, their procedure, their training. That's what the U.S. Marine Corps believe. Na pag mag-join ka sa, pag pumasok ka sa PMA o sa police, no, sa PNP, you have to undergo their training, their harsh, rigorous training, discipline, jogging, push-ups, and military training, so that after you have gone through their training, you will be a tough soldier. And that's the process. That's the process of grace. We're under grace. God accepts us for who we are, but we are a slave. You know, parang sila parang slave. Parang they are under being disciplined. They are being trained. But now we're also under grace, but we are being disciplined. We are being trained. God is teaching us how to obey Him so that we can be slaves to righteousness. So that's treatment effect, the picture of a person under grace, by grace. No? Because it's the grace of God that trains us to teach, that teaches us to say no to temptations. Titus 2, 11 and 12, it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." It teaches us, the grace of God teaches us to say no. So if your boyfriend is enticing you to commit immorality, just say no. No? Say no. And that's why the grace of God is here, so we can live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. All right, so that's the first reason we have received favor from God. The second is we have received freedom from sin. Everybody say freedom from sin. We have been set free from the control of sin so that we can serve God. We can offer our lives to God. Romans 6, 16. "Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey. So whatever you obey, it's either God or the devil. You're a slave of either one. You cannot serve two masters, no? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. And then verse 17, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obey the form of teaching to which you were entrusted." So that's why when you wholeheartedly obey the Bible, the teaching in the Word of God, that's how you can experience freedom. Freedom. When we know this boxer, no? When he was reading his Bible, our national champion, diba? he told that he was now quitting his vices. No, let's just pray for him. Now, verse 18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. No, that means somebody else did it for you. It's not according to your own willpower. It's not according to your own ability or your decision. Somebody else. It's the power of God. It's the Lord Himself who set us free and have become slaves to righteousness. The question is, are you a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness? Ano, ito, verse 19, malalaman natin. I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever increasing, nagtathrive, nag-grow, wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. So yung wickedness pala, yung impurity, yung sin, no, pag hindi na-check, if it's not cut off, it's not dealt with, it will increase. No, lalala. No, kaya nga yung mga drug addicts, diba, it started by just having fun. They're just having fun. Isang hitit lang ang kaibigan. Try mo to, no? So, shabu, marijuana. Tapos, and then tatry na nila yung mas mahal, more expensive drugs. Heroin, cocaine, ecstasy. Okay, magkano ba yun yung ano? Ecstasy. May nagtitinda pa dito? Oh, basta mag-tights kayo, ha? Okay. Hindi. Tigilan nyo na yan, no? Iba ng drugs yung totoo na, no? Legal drugs. O yung mga pampapayat, no? Mga pampalusog, ha? Pampaganda, pampakinis ng kutis. Alright. Yun ang benda nyo. So, ever-increasing wickedness. So now, offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness. Verse 20. When you are slaves to sin, you are free from the control of righteousness. Okay, so yung pag-slave to sin ka pala, under the control of sin. No, let's illustrate this. No, under the control. So let's say this person is under the control of sin. Alright. And this is his master. Alright. Dito tayo. Okay, so wherever, saan man siya hilahi ng master niyang si sin, ay siya ay sumusunod. Ayan, no? Sumusunod siya. Kaya kahit anong temptation, ano-anong mga temptation ang in-offer mo sa kanya? Ha? Ano-anong temptation ang na-encounter niya? Sige. Ano-anong temptation? Sige mo.
Ano nga ba? Ano bang na-offer ko sa'yo? Serious.
Sige, hilahin mo. Tuksuhin mo. Ayan, no? Saan man niya hilahin? Pangungupya, pangungupit. O, diba? Pagnanakaw.
Cheating.
Okay? Lying.
Lying.
Sexual
immorality.
Oo. Sexual immorality. Ayan. But, anong kailangan mangyari? Anong kailangan? He must be set free from the control of sin. Alright. Thank you. Alright. Ayan, no? Pag pinutol, ayan. Kakad natin. Set free from the control. Oh, sige, hilahin mo pa rin. Ayan, malaya ka na. Set free. Ayan, no? Set free from the power of sin. Diba? Jesus set him free from the power of sin. Ayan. Try niya sa bahay niya mamaya, no? Mag-game. May game mamaya sa bahay. Taguan. Habulan. Ano? May hila. Anyway, masaya yan. Pampasaya yan. Alam niyo ba yung meron ding also famous athlete sa America, si Tim Tebow. He offered himself as a slave of righteousness. Si Tim Tebow, pinanganak pala to sa Pilipinas, no, sa Makati Med, by his missionary parents. He homeschooled siya. His father was a missionary in Mindanao. And he's now a player in National Football League in the U.S. in Denver Broncos. Pag pinanood niyo sa YouTube niya, may marami siyang miraculous pasa, ano, yung mga play niya, no? Kasi siya yung quarterback, siya yung playmaker sa team niya. And panoorin niyo yung laban ng Denver sa Steelers, no? Broncos Steelers, at 80 yards yung pasa niya. Anyway, he prays every time each game, no? And he is an example of a man being used by God as an instrument of righteousness. He leads Bible studies in prisons. He prays. He preaches. He wears scriptures on his face. No, John 3:16, para to preach the gospel. And so he is a man, an example of a man who offered his life, no, as a slave of righteousness. All right. So there's favor. We have received favor from God. We have received freedom from sin. Number three, we will reap the fruit. We will harvest the fruit of eternal life. Ay ang prutas ng buhay na walang hanggan. The third reason we should offer our lives, we must offer our lives, we will receive or we will reap the fruit of eternal life. Romans 6:21-23. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap or the fruit that you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, everybody say gift of God, is eternal life. Everybody say eternal life. In Christ Jesus our Lord. So we can see this chart that if your master is sin, kung ang pinagsisilbihan mo ay kasalanan, if your master is sin, the wage that you will reap, shame. No, you will mahihiya ka sa ginagawa mo. Kaya ngayon mga nahuhuling criminals, diba, sa news, sa balita, sa police report, sa pag pinapakita na yung mukha, they are hiding, they're covering their faces, nakayuko sila. They are ashamed. And the wages, the compensation, the result of that life of sin is death in the end. On the other hand, righteousness, if we are serving God, we will reap a life of holiness and we will receive the gift of eternal life. That's our motivation to serve God, why we should offer our lives to God. You know, last Friday, me and Pastor Sky were in the house of one of our members. He's of our church. He is a taxi operator. He has, I think, 28 taxis. And I found out they are a Christian company. So, and his drivers are all responsible, diligent, honest, and hardworking. No, why? Because he always encourages them. He leads them by his life example. And at the same time, I found out that he has a certain way of motivating or giving them incentives. No, every month they will set aside a certain amount of money, and they will deposit it for their savings account. Kakaltasin na sa kita nila in a week or a month and deposit to their savings account. And at the end of the year, whatever they will save, half of it will be given to them and half will continue in their savings account, in their savings deposit. And whoever, his policy is whoever does that, the weekly savings, and incurs no absence during the month, the whole month, na hindi ka pumalya, hindi ka umabsent isang araw, isang gabi, you will receive a half kaban of rice, one half sack of rice. So that's his way of motivating him. And that's why, because of that, just rice, because of rice and savings, his drivers are being encouraged, being motivated. How much more we will receive the fruit of eternal life. But one day we'll be with God in heaven. We'll be praising and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father and the Holy Spirit in heaven, with the angels, with all the saints in the Old Testament, the New Testament, with our relatives who've been there before us. And so as servants of God, as we can now offer our lives to God, and God wants to use you as his instrument of righteousness. You know that some of our singles had an outreach last December. You know, they went to communities in Taytay and Antipolo. They have based out of their own pockets, their own finances, they contributed and bought groceries. And also someone also sponsored to buy 50 packs of groceries for these families, no? Itay-tay and Auntie Polo. Sino pa niyo yung kasama dito? Raise your hand. Mga singles. All right, raise your hand. All right, thank you. You have done a great job. You're an instrument of God's love, of God's compassion. Ayan, mga picture nila. Kilala niyo ba? Ayan, no? Masaya, no? Praise God. Mukhang mga busog na. All right. The fruit of eternal life. How can we receive eternal life if we have been set free from our sins? Who will set us free? Jesus, the Son of God. That this is what He said in John 8, 34, 36. I, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So, if the Son sets you free, if Jesus, the Son of God, sets you free, you will be free indeed. If you've been... So, Jesus is the best master because He gives us the real freedom, total freedom, genuine freedom. Yes. Many people think that freedom is doing what they want to do in life, but real freedom comes only from Jesus Christ. It's living a life of obedience, living a life of holiness, righteousness, and purity. That's how we can experience true freedom. And so I want to leave this main point with you tonight. By God's grace, we will thrive as we offer ourselves to God as His instruments of righteousness. Let's say it all together. By God's grace, we will thrive as we offer ourselves to God as His instruments of righteousness. Praise God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have set us free from the power and control of sin because of through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we pray, God, that you'll continue to work in our lives by your grace, that your Holy Spirit will make us more like Jesus each day. Lord, whatever bondages, whatever struggles where some of us are still encountering temptations in this world, the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and boastful pride of life, we pray, Lord, that you'll set us free by the power of your Spirit, by your blood, that you'll wash us pure and holy. Pastor Scott will pray for us now.
Just want to agree with that prayer. If you're here, you know, being in an attitude of prayer right now, if you're here, you still feel the chains of sin, parang nahirapan kayo kumalas. Hindi nyo makalagan yung kasalanan, parang paulit-ulit lang. And you know, just as Pastor Winston said, it's by God's grace that we are set free so we can offer ourselves it. God's grace of freedom is here in this place. As you've come to hear the word, and if that's you, you feel that I need to be free. I want that. There's faith in your heart right now to receive that. Everything that we will ever receive from God, we receive by faith. And if you have the faith to receive it, you're saying, I want this. I need this in Christ's name. Would you just close your eyes and bow your heads all across this room? If you're here, you need such a grace to be free. It's not going to be by your strength. When we say it's by grace, it's because your God is good. It's because your God is able. And it's because you know that He's talking to you right now. And you have the faith to receive that. You believe that. There's grace for you. Just lift up one hand. And I'm going to stand with you. Yes, that's you. Yes, I see your hands. Anyone else? Yes. No shame in this place. Yes, all across this room. Yes, several hands. Just lift it up high. As you lift it up high, receive it by grace through faith. Just by grace through faith. Lord, ayoko na nitong paulit-ulit na to. Now is the time of freedom. The Bible says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And now is your moment. In the day of your salvation, in the day of your need, this is it. This is your moment. This is your moment with God. You've come to hear the word. Yes, I see several hands. Anyone else? Yes. I don't want to let this time pass without you receiving this freedom in Christ. Just lift up your hand. When you're lifting up your hand, you have faith in Christ. When you're lifting up your hand, it's not about your religion. It's not about your background. It's not about your abilities. It's because you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who lived on the earth, died on the cross for you, and then rose again. That is why you are free. You are being freed right now. Just receive it by faith. Just claim it by faith. Sabihin mo sa Panginoon, salamat God, malaya ako. Magiging malaya ako. Hindi na kailangan maulit. Lord, I thank you God, for as they're lifting up their hands right now, you are doing a deep work. You are doing a deep work, Lord God. More than just a scissor cutting through, Lord God, strings, you are doing a deep work of setting them free from the things that are keeping them bound. Lord, no longer will they be bound in this cycle of sin, on this cycle of, Lord God, just disobedience and rebellion. Lord, thank you, God, for even there's going to be healing right now in their bodies, healing in their minds, healing in their souls. Lord, even for some of them right now, thank you, God, for you are, Lord God, bringing a new level of peace and rest. Lord, some of them have not been sleeping well, but I thank you for even now you are bringing about a miracle of peace because they are set free. Say it. If you're lifting up your hand, say, I am free. In Jesus' name. Say it. I am free in Jesus' name. That's it. All across you. There's many of you. Just no shame, right? Just say it. I am free in Jesus' name. Father, thank you, God. Because, Lord, we don't deserve this, God. Lord, we don't deserve any of your kindness, God. But, Lord, you said, "He to him who is humble, you give grace." And, Lord, thank you, God, for you are lifting them up to a new day. And thank you, God, for even at this moment, deep within their hearts, you are setting them free from the things of past. It is a new day. They don't need to be deceived to doing the same things over and over. Lord, they want you, God.